Blog Talk Radio.
They have had their way way of ruling over people for years. And the 400 years was up this year in March of 2020. So I am thinking, that's just me thinking, it's time for them to be enslaved and give us our money that is promised to us. It's basically for us black folks who are the Hebrews who our Father in heaven has spoken to and given an assignment to. And right now, I am trying to live up to my assignment that I was given. I didn't believe it, but I was shocked. I couldn't believe it. He was talking to me. I am a black woman in Detroit, and he was telling me to feed his sheep. I couldn't believe it. I thought he was white. But now that I have read the Bible twice and am reading time to try and get a good understanding, because I'm one of those who you can tell something to and I forget about it and keep going about my business. But when God was talking to me, and he came to me in a dream, I just could not believe it. And I am so thankful that he spoke to me through a dream. I just couldn't believe it. But once I started reading the Bible, I found out that he does talk to you in dreams. In Numbers, I think it was 12 and 6. I ask you sheep to write that information down. Numbers 12 and 6. I am not sure about that. But he did tell me in a dream to feed his sheep, and that's what I'm trying to do. The name of this program is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath Day, everyone. You know, Jesus, the vision of the days start from evening to evening. But in the United States here, and I don't know how it's done in other countries, it's like 12 o'clock midnight. Many of the things that our Bible tells us to do, this country doesn't do. For instance, it tells women that they can wear pants, and women are not supposed to wear pants. I think it was in Deuteronomy chapter 22. I'm not sure where it was. We are not to do everything that this country tells us to do, even though it is a good thing, some of the things that they tell us to do, but most of the things are not good. One of the things that the Bible tells us to do in the fourth commandment, it says, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. You can find the Ten Commandments in the book of Deuteronomy and chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, as well as in Exodus chapter 20, verses, excuse me, I have belts 3 through 17. That's where you can find the Ten Commandments. Read it for yourself. I read from the King James Version of the Bible, and I tell you sheep, as well as those who are not sheep, the disobedient ones, you start observing the Sabbath day around this time on a Friday evening, and It ends on Saturday evening around this time. I want you sheep to have your three P's ready and handy, those as well as those of you who are not sheep. But I want you to have your three P's ready and handy. You say, what are they? And I would tell you, they are your pen, pencil, and ink pen, so that you can jot down any scriptures that I may state to you. Some of you, you younger people, as well as older people, but I choose not to the way of the younger people, although I've been thinking about it. I should be able to get notebooks and tablets and whatever else the young folks are having and notes. That's one thing that I have got to learn. And while it's available to me, I need to learn how to do that. I look at my computer. The chat board is telling me that I am to read 2 Samuel verse chapter 18. I have already read that to you, see. Now I am having the most difficult time reading in the book of Kings. I left off on Kings chapter 6, verse 32, and that's where I will pick up in a few moments. I like to tell my sheep that you all to know that you should read Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, where it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, but because they have rejected knowledge, I will reject you, that you shall be no priest to me, seeing you have forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. And I ask my Father in heaven, I'm crying, please don't forget my children and grandchildren. In Timothy also, I want you sheep to read 2 Timothy verse chapter 2, verse 15. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And that's what we have got to get into doing. I listened to Church of Israel United, IUCI, something like that, where Bishop Nathaniel, as well as I listened to on YouTube, a person out of California named Big Judah. And Big Judah has opened up my eyes about many things, but it first started with Pastor Bishop Nathaniel of IUCI, Israel United Church. I should know what it is, because I used to, and I still listen to it much as often as I can. I want you see to know that. I want you to read up on the Khazars in Revelations 2 and 9, as well as in Revelation 3 and 9. It tells you that He knows, our Father knows our works. He knows that those people are saying that they are Jews and are not. So I started checking, and I looked up and found out that they are the Khazars. They do not match our description. We match the DNA. I don't know how they have DNA of Jacob, but I guess that they do, because they found a tribe out of Africa called the Lemba, and they have the same blood as Jacob, and they are black people. They are not white like those who are in Egypt, but Jerusalem, saying that they are us. We black folks are the real Israelites, or related to Judah. That's what I want you to know today, as well as when you read the Songs of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 5. Solomon says that he is a black man, and he's lovely. He's a handsome black man. And all you sheep that have not been exposed to that, know it. And if I am not telling you the truth, then maybe you should call me and tell me that's not in the Bible. Well, we are in the book of 1 Kings. I will pick up where I left off at chapter 6, verse 32. Let us start reading there. I greet you all in the name of peace and wealth and happiness and good health. I am reading from chapter 1 Kings, chapter 6, verse 32. The two doors also were of olive trees, and he carved upon them carvings of cherubims. Cherubims are they are supposed to be angels, but they're not angels. They are, look like angels. That's what cherubims are. And carvings of cherubims and palm trees and openings of flowers, and overlaid them with gold and spread upon them the cherubims and upon the palm trees. I'm starting out reading back to you, but you should read it for yourself. I am in 1 Kings chapter 6. You read it in its entirety for yourself, and I will try to read as much of it as I can. So, also made he the doors of the temple post of olive trees, and the fourth part of the wall, and two doors were of fir wood, of fir trees. Two leaves of the one door were folded, and two leaves of the other door were folded. And he carved thereon cherubims and palm trees and openings of flowers, and covered them with gold fitted upon the carved work. And this person named Hiram was doing most of the carving. Verse 36. And he built the inner court three rows of huge stones, and a row of cedar beams, hewed stones, means that he cut out wood and stones. So that's what a hewer does. In the fourth year was the foundation of the house of the Lord laid in the midst of Ziph. And I did not look Ziph up. I should have. So I can tell you that was whatever month that was, 38. And in the 11th year, in the month of Bud, was, which is the eighth month, was the house finished. So remember, see, the house of the Lord was finished in the eighth month throughout all parts thereof, according to all the fashion of it. So was the seventh year in building it. 7 years to build it, to build the church for our Father in heaven. And we are going to learn that later on, the house of our Father's house in Jerusalem was destroyed by the Roman church. And I need to tell you who sacked the Romans. And but I'll look over my notes at another time and tell you who sacked the Romans. And they probably took some of that gold and whatever else that was taken from us. And I'm talking about the people that sacked Rome. I'm trying to find it right now, but I cannot find it right now. I should have it. I did have it. Well, let me start reading chapter 7. And I pray that my Father will allow me to read all of it in this one session. But Solomon was building his own house 13 years, and he finished all of his house. He built also the house of forest of Lebanon. The length thereof was 100 cubits, and the breadth thereof 50 cubits, and the height thereof 30 cubits, upon four rows of cedar pillars with cedar beams, upon the pillars. And pillar is the long I should be able to describe a pillar unto you sheep as well as to those who are not sheep. But like the long gates, it's wood to you next time I read. And it was covered with cedar above upon the beams that laid on 45 pillars, 15 in a row. And there were windows in three rows, and light was against light in the three ranks. And all the doors and posts were square. The windows was against light in three parts, and he made the porch of pillows. The length thereof was 50 cubits, and that's 75 feet, and the breadth was 30 cubits. The breadth means like the wideness of was like 30 cubits. And the porch was before them, and the other pillows and the thick beams were before them. Then he made the porch of throne. There was might he might judge, even the porch of judgment, and it was covered with cedar from one side of the floor to the other. And the house where he dwelt had another court within the porch, which was of the live work. Solomon made also the house of Pharaoh's daughter, whom he had taken to a wife. Who was she? I have tried to find out who was she, and I must continue to look to find out who she was or her name, like unto this porch. These were of costly stone according to the measures of huge stones stored, sawed with saws within and without, even from the foundation unto the copian. And so on the other side within the great court. And the foundation was of costly stones, and even great stones of 10 cubits, and stones of 8 cubits. And every stone were costly stones, after the measure of hewed stones and cedars. And the great court around about was about three rows of hewed stones and a row of cedar beams, which the inner court of the house of the Lord and the porch of the house. And King Solomon sent and fetched Hiram out of Tyre, was a widow's son of the tribe of Naphtali, and his father was a man of Tyre, a worker in brass, and he was filled with wisdom and understanding and cunning to work all works in brass. And he came to the King Solomon, wrought. That means he was a skilled iron worker in all his work. For he cast two pillars of brass and 18 cubits high a piece, and a line of 12 cubits, then compass, that means surround either of them about. And he made two chapiters of molten iron to set upon the tops of the pillars, The height of one chapiter was 5 feet, and the height of the other chapiter was 5 feet. And nets of checkers work and weight of chain work, and the chapiters which were upon pillars, top of the pillars, 7 of one chapiter and 7 for the other chapiter. And he made the chapiters. Let me read that over. And he made the pillars in 2 rows around about upon the one network to cover the chapiters that were upon pomegranate, and he made 4 the other chapiter. And so did he make the other chapiter, and the chapiter that was upon the top of the pillars were of lily work in the porch, 4 cubits, and the chapiter upon pillars had pomegranates also above, over against the belly, which was by network, and the pomegranate were 200 in rows round about upon the chapiter. And he made, and he set upon the pillows the porch of the temple, and he set pillow, and he called the name, he called the name there of Jachin, and he set up the pillows, and he called the name thereof Boaz. And upon the top of the pillows was lily work. So was the work of the pillows finished. And he made a molten sea 10 cubits from the one brim to the other, and it was round about, and the height was 5 feet, and the line of 30 cubits did compass it round about. Compass means to surround under the brim of the round about where the knots compassing it, that means surrounding it, 10 in a cubic compassing the sea round about. The knots were also in 2 rows where it was cast, that's like ironwork, and it stood upon 12 oxen, 3 looking towards the north, 3 looking towards the west, and 3 looking towards the south, and 3 looking towards the east, and the sea was above upon them, and all their hinder parts were inward, and it was a hand beneath the thick, and the brim thereof was wrought like the rims of a cap, with flowers of lily contained 2,000 baths. And he made 10 bases of brass. 4 cubits was the length of one base, and 4 cubits was the breadth thereof. Cubits, the height of it. And the work of the basis was 3. Of this manner, they had borders. The borders of were between the ledges, and on the borders of that were between the ledges were lions, oxen, and cherubims. And upon the measure were the bases above and beneath the lions and oxen were certain additions made of thin work. And every base had 4 brazen wheels and plates of brass and of 4 corners thereof, undercutted under the levers, were underseated molten, and the sides of every addition. Verse 31. And the mouth of it within the chapiters and above was cubit, but the mouth thereof was round about the work of the base, and a cubit and a half, and also upon the mouth of the gravings were the border squares, not round. And under the borders were 4 wheels, and the axle tree of the wheels were joined to the base, and the height of the wheels was a cubic and a half cubic. And the work of the wheels was like the work of a chariot wheel, axle trees and their naves and their pulleys and their spikes were all molten. And there was 4 undersetters on the 4 corners of the base, and the undersetters were of the base itself. Verse 35. And the top of the base was there round about compass a half. I lost where I was. I'll just start at verse 35 again. And the top of the base was there a round about a half a cubic high. And on top of the base of the ledges thereof and the borders thereof were the same. 4 on the plates of the ledges thereof, borders thereof, he graved cherubims, lions, and palm trees according to the proportion of every one. In addition, around about, after the manner he made 10 bases, all of them had one cast, one measure, and one size. Then made he 10 levers, 10 lawyers, 10 layers of brass, and a lever contained 40 baths, and every level was 4 cubits, and every was upon one of the 10 bases, one level. And the 5 bases on the right side of the house, and 5 bases on the left side of the house. And he set the seas on the right side of the house eastward over against the south. And Hiram made the levers, shovels, and the basins. So Hiram made an end during all his work that he made King Solomon for the house of the Lord. Oh, let me stop here. I am stopping at verse 41 of chapter 7. Right now, I am going to say a closing prayer to you sheep in heaven. We sheep and those who are not sheep are coming, thanking you and asking you for your continual protection day and night from Satan and his hands. We thank you, Father, for protecting us always. And we say this prayer in Yeshua's name, as in James chapter 4, verse 15. If it's the Lord's will, I will be back with time. Well, Tuesday, next Tuesday, as well as I ask that you sheep, as well as those who are not sheep, purchase this song, High and Lifted Up. Purchase it at Google Play, iTunes, and Apple Play. It's a song made by my nephew and his friend who were college graduates of Columbia College in Chicago. It's a good record. Listen to it. High and Lifted Up is the name of the album. Not album, but the record. It would cost you no more than $2 or $3. So I'd have been told.
I know he loves. Remember You've got to walk on.
Yes, it's got to walk, y'all. Through.
Walk on
through
temptation. Cause he word will be our salvation.